And welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The First Inning. And I'd like to welcome everyone back into the new year. And it's officially 2023. And hopefully this year it'll be the Yankees year, right? But we got some news to talk about. The Yankees signed an executive advisor named Brian Sabian. And he was with the Yankees in the 80s and left to the Giants. And we'll talk about that in a little while. But hopefully everyone's new year was well. You had a great time. It's back to the grind, back to the rat race, right? And that Yankee season is right around the corner. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe. We need you to do that. It means a lot when you hit the like button. And thank you for the listeners on Spotify as well that tune in to us on there. So, yeah, this is another episode of The First Inning, and let's get into it. The Yankees have rejoined with Brian Sabian as an executive advisor to Brian Cashman. That's what they announced as of today. Now this guy Sabian, he's 66 years old, and he will join the trust network of voices in Cashman's inner circle, which also includes assistant general managers Gene Affman and Michael Fishman, Vice President of Baseball Operations Tim Nehring, I guess, and Special Assignment Scout Jim Hendry. Now, let's see. Sabian helped shape the Yankees dynasty in the late 90s. Sabian spent the past 30 years with the Giants, including a lengthy run in the club's senior vice president and general manager from 1996 to 2015, and the Giants' executive vice president of baseball operations from 2015 to 2018. So the dude's been around, and I guess he knows what he's doing. At his time in San Francisco, from 1996 to 2018, San Francisco earned 8 postseason berths, claiming 5 division titles, 4 National League pennants, and 3 World Series championships. Sabian spent the last 4 seasons as Giants executive vice president, working on strategic incentives as a senior advisor and evaluator. So, and let me see. I mean, he was there for 3 World Series championships. You know what I mean? Technically, Brian Cashman has like 1 under his belt or 2 under his belt whenever he started officially as general manager, because Brian Cashman started out as an assistant and he won all those championships in 96 and all that, but as is him behind the reins, as let's say, I think he only has 2, 2000 and 2009. What's up, Bryson? We're back here again. Hope you had a great new year, man. And we'll have a better year than last year, for sure. For sure. But to get into Sabian, he joined the Giants in 1993 as an assistant to the general manager and vice president scouting player personnel. He spent the 1995 season as the senior vice president of player personnel before being promoted to general manager in 1996. So this guy right here, he has a lot of experience in, you know, in baseball operations, let's say. So hopefully this guy can get it done. I mean, what does it have to take for the Yankees to win a World Series? I guess it takes front office as well too, right? Because I if you would think front office would be people talking with other organizations, you know, to get, you know, trades and all that. Actually, I don't know what the hell do they do. What do they do? To be honest, I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do, man. Like, I can understand you have the manager of Yankee Stadium, right? I know there's a manager for Yankee Stadium, right? That makes sure Yankee Stadium is 100%, right? Then you have the general manager, which is Brian Cashman, to do what's necessary for the team, right? So I don't know why you need all these other people for. I mean, if you're going to be an assistant, I mean, an executive advisor to the general manager, I would assume that this is the type of person that that will be doing all the work other than Brian Cashman, if that makes sense. I don't know, but you know, I was looking at the 40-man roster today. And as of on this list, right? The Yankees have a great bullpen as I see it right now. The only weakest link I see is Domingo Herman and Clark Schmidt. Michael King. He was, I don't know, man. Michael King, Clark Schmidt, Domingo Herman. Those might be, I don't know, could be our weakest links there. But I don't know what they'll do with them. Even David Garcia. What do you think about David Garcia? That's another one that... excuse me. That has potential, but really hasn't shown up yet with it. You know what I mean? Now, as of catchers, Jose Trevino, Kyle Higashioka, and Ben Rovert. That's the guy that got hurt last year at spring training and never played. Now he's going to be battling for a spot or position as catcher now. Now what if this guy comes out better than Trevino? Could you imagine? That's something that the Yankees could definitely use right now, is another hitter. You know what I mean? Another hitter. Because even though Trevino could be catching, this guy could be DHing. Who knows if he's a good hitter? You know? So you got that there. And also I want to advocate for Oswaldo Cabrera. Right? They have Oswaldo Cabrera listed as infielder and outfielder. And if you go down to depth chart, right? They have him as a second baseman. They have him as a third baseman. They have him as a shortstop. And they have him as an outfielder, which is amazing. Outfielder, right fielder. So, Oswaldo Cabrera, It's gonna be a guy they're gonna want to keep on his team, because he could pretty much play every position. Hopefully, he can hit the ball this year. You know what I mean? They have Josh Donaldson playing third base. That's your third baseman for I didn't see shortstop. Where's the shortstop? Now, right now, the Yankees have Isaiah Kiner-Falefa as their shortstop going into 2023, right? Josh Donaldson at third base, Gabe LaTorre at second. You'll have Anthony Rizzo at first base, and Jose Trevino at catcher. Now, let me advocate real quick. Gabe LaTorre, he has experience, a lot of experience at second base. I say keep him there because he's all right defensively. We just need his bat. We need everybody's bat to come around, period. Everybody needs to hit something, because we can't win no baseball games without no offense. But defense is always before offense. So defensively, in my opinion, the Yankees have a great defensive infield. Right? I think it's great defensively. For left field, they should put Oswald Cabrera in there. He would be amazing. He would be amazing defensively, but I think because of contract stuff, they'll probably put Aaron Hicks out there. And Aaron Hicks ain't that great defensively anymore. He's like diminished defensively. So, in my opinion, Oswaldo Cabrera should be the guy in left field starting every day. Aaron Hicks is gonna have to fight for a spot on the team, period. Then you have Harrison Bader in center field, which will be switched off with Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge will be in right field, of course, but I think Aaron Judge could play some center field, man. I think he's a better center fielder than a right fielder, you know, in my opinion. But will they move that around? Because the way I would have it is, I would have Aaron Judge in center field, right? I would have Aaron Judge in center field, Harrison Bader in left field, and Oswaldo Cabrera in right field. That's defense. I think that'll be great defensively right there, man, because I think Judge could play everyday center field. You know, he needs that open space to open up his legs to get running. So, I guess, like I just said, that we have a great infield already. I think we have a good infield defensively, and we have a great outfield as well, defensively. Now, hitting wise, you know, Judge, MVP, you know, he's gonna hit around 280, 290, you know. Or maybe even get back over 300. You know, we need guys like Cabrera again to hit the ball. We need, you know, MLB released a video today with the Yankees. The five hardest hits that the Yankees hit. They were all Giancarlo Stanton. All the five hits, the hardest five hits, were all Giancarlo. The hardest one was 119 velocity. Crazy. He hit a ball so hard that it hit off the sign in left field and back into the field, 30 feet. Like, I remember when he hit a home run right where we're sitting right here and where this camera is, but fair territory of the foul pole, and it hit, and the kid missed the ball and hit him straight in the head. That was wild. That was wild. That was wild. So now they talk about Anthony Volpe becoming a shortstop for the Yankees next year. Now, you gotta remember, you got at shortstop behind Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is Waldo Peraza. Now he might make the team, right? And then you got Waldo Cabrera as a shortstop that can play as well. And you got Gabriel Torres that can play shortstop as well too if they need it that way. So, you know, all those things is a possibility. So, Anthony Volpe, he'll make it to the Yankees, yes. And could play at shortstop, yes. If somebody gets hurt, he will be the next man up. He is the next man up, to be honest with you. He is the next man up. So, that'll be great, man. I can't wait to see that kid, Jason Dominguez. I saw him down in Coney Island, switch hitter. They're comparing him to Bernie Williams. He smacked a home run in Coney Island, deep to center field. See ya. To break open the game. That was serious. You know? So, I mean, will the Yankees make any more thing? I don't know. I really don't know at this point in time. I don't know whatever happened to Mike Trout going to a different team. Now, the Yankees are already over the luxury tax, right? They're over the luxury tax. Right behind the Mets. And right behind us is the Dodgers. And then the Dodgers is the Pirates and somebody else, whatever. Right? So I don't think the Yankees will make another move. Unless there's a blockbuster trade that they can get rid of Aaron Hicks. And get rid of that contract, which I guess at this point in time it doesn't mean nothing because he has a few more years left on it, so yeah, they can get rid of that and get, I don't know, but at this point in time, I say the Yankees will do nothing for the rest of the winter. You heard it first. The Yankees will do nothing for the rest of the winter. Unless it's some blockbuster trade and we can get like I said, Mike Trout out on here and then DFA some people to make it happen. I think that'll be dope. You know? At this point in time. But, the Yankees are gonna have to, you know, play the market. Now they're going to have to just play the market, but I think they're going to be satisfied with this team, and they probably won't make any more additions to that 40-man roster, unless it's crazy. But we're going to see that same team out there with the addition of Frankie Montas that we didn't really get to see him pitch that much. We're going to get to see Garrett Cole again, Nasty Nestor again. He'll be reunited with the team late spring because he'll be pitching with USA at the World Baseball Classic. Severino, He's gonna have to prove himself this year, man. This is his year to rain or shine. Is he gonna rain or is he gonna shine? That's the question for San Marino on that note. So I hope he shines, man. So you got Gerrit Cole number one, Rendon number two, Frankie Montas number three, Nasty Nesta number four, and your boy Luis Severino number five. The bullpen is strong, except for Jason, Domingo Germán. Who else? Clarke Schmidt, like I said, Michael King maybe, and there was one more guy, Garcia, Davey Garcia is another one that's supposed to be big, and you know he fluctuated, so we're gonna have to see what happens next year with these things. So, anyway, that's the update for Yankee news. Really quickly before I go, me get into transactions. The Twins are showing interest and Watcher, Michael Watcher, right-hander from the Red Sox, 23 starts, 31 years old, and the Twins are looking to buy him for right now. Sorry for that. He is a 2015 All-Star. The Marlins and Red Sox are talking for trade top prospect. They're bidding for free agents of Jose Abreu, Justin Turner, Brandon Dorey. The Marlins did land Jean Segura, but they remain on the hunt for more lineup bulk that have turned their attention to the trade market. Let's see. Holmes and the Cubs in talks. First baseman Eric Holmes, who was released by the Boston Red Sox earlier this week, is in talks with the Cubs, according to MLB Network insider John Heyman. Holmes, 33, was having a solid season at the plate for the Padres before being dealt to Boston at the trade deadline. He struggled at the plate after that, hitting 225 over his first 12 games with the Red Sox. Then he missed 6 weeks due to a back inflammation before playing in the final two games of the season with the club's number two prospect, number 25 prospect Tristan Glass, looking to cement everyday role at first base. Boston released Holmeser. So he was getting paid $30 million salary over the next 3 seasons. So any club that signed the veteran first baseman would only have to pay him the league minimum while he's on the active roster. Now the Cubs have been connected with other free agents first basemen as well, including Trey Mancini, as Chicago looks to add another potential power bat to the lineup. So I haven't heard anything else with Eric Holmes and the Cubs, but let's see what happens. And the Padres. The Padres are reportedly considering offloading either Ha-Seong Kim or Trent Grisham to make room for Bogaerts to take over as shortstop. A move which would likely require Tatis taking on more permanent role in the outfield. So There's your little update around the major leagues. So let's see what happens with these guys. But until then, I'll be back next Friday with another update, and let's see what happens. And until then, thank you for watching. Like, share, subscribe. Please comment below. And I'll see you guys in the next one. So long, everybody, and see ya. Oh, wait, before I go, I just looked up and saw some comments. Let me read the comments before I go. Hold on. Who's the Yankee closer? Gonna be Clay Holmes. Will be the Yankee closer. The Yankees missed out the Grom, hell yeah. Eovaldi, I don't really want Eovaldi. But closer is gonna be Clay Holmes. Tatis, I don't think he's gonna get traded because he has a no trade clause in his contract. Excuse me. So I'm still wondering about that. So let's see what happens. But it would be nice the Yankees could get Tatis. I would take him, but anyway. And you know what? I would put Wendy Peralta as the closer. That's the greatest idea ever. I've been thinking that too. They should put Wendy Peralta as the closer. Definitely right. Well, somebody should win that job, and Clay Holmes is crazy. And you know what? I was watching. Clay Holmes is he throws the ball erratic, up, down, you know, crazy, right? He throws it crazy. There's no control, right? Now, I was watching, and he's throwing this 99 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, right? 101, right? Now, I'm watching Major League Baseball, the movie, right? With Charlie Sheen, and his name is Vaughn, right? And he's throwing the ball in spring training, and he can't control it, and it's only a 96 miles an hour fastball. And it's going all over the place. So, could you imagine what 99 to 100 miles per hour is? So, let's see what happens. Oh, and if before I go, if you guys are watching the Winter League Baseball, you should now because on the Estrellas, no, the Aguilaros. Whatever, how the hell you say that? Anyway, it's a yellow team with the A. It's a Dominican team, yellow team with the A, right? Cespedes is playing on that team. And he still looks horrible. So if you guys are watching, Google the live baseball on YouTube, and the games usually start about 6:30, 5 o'clock ish. So check them out, and you can see them play. But Cespedes is on the Aguilars. Aguilars? Something like that. But anyway, I saw him, but still striking out. But he'll never play in baseball ever again, let me tell you. Only in that league. But until then, word, 95 is the new standard, man. You gotta be throwing 95 or above to be on a team. But anyway, I'm out of here. Thank you for watching, man. I'm gonna be back on Friday with some more news and or if any news, but I'll be back Friday with another good one. So until then, I'll see you on the next one. And see ya. Yeah, I already talked about Volpe. I mean Volpe. And Dominguez gotta come up too. They'll be up. You'll see them soon. You'll see them this year. But so long.